Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
He kōna I purangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
So what's he talking about?
So he's pretty much just commentating on what the Raiders doing. Raiders, for this team, they're on that side and they're going to walk down, run over there, touch the other team's stoppers and come back within 30 seconds. So it's like bull rush, but just a bit more physical.
Well, quite a bit more physical, I think.
Yeah.
It's our mother's sport, right? It's just passion. It's in our blood.
If you compare it to New Zealand, it's like the hype around rugby. It's just this, the Indian vision.
The hyper on rugby. Hi, it's me, Kadambri Raghukumar, and today we're talking all things kabaddi.
It's just a local tournament, so we normally have one international one every November. We had one last year, so imagine all of this packed out. We had two trucks down there all packed out, but there wasn't place to stand, so we opened the gates up. Everyone was sitting down all the way to the line, so it happens here and there, big tournaments, but these are mainly all local tournaments organised by local clubs.
I'm at the Takanini Sikh Temple, where the final kabaddi match is underway after teams here have finished about 6 weeks of playing all across New Zealand. The stands are filling up, samosas and chai are being served up generously, and the passion's running high. It's a bit of a spectacle, this game in action. There's a lot of tussling, wrestling and bare-bodied brawn, and a lot of technique and play as well.
It's like growing up in New Zealand and not playing rugby. That's how it is to us. So kabaddi's our origin sport. That's physical, but we like it. We know it. We've grown up watching it. We want to play it. I've grown up watching this ever since a kid because of the kabaddi tournaments happening here every week.
This is here now, and I'm stood somewhere between the commentator on the mic in Punjabi and spectators. I'm here getting the lowdown on this really ancient Indian sport that's played all across the subcontinent. And here in South Auckland, this is where most of the matches take place about twice a year.
My name is Sukhjab Singh. I'm 23 years old. I'm actually the vice president of the complex, the sports complex. So I look after all the sports for the society, which is in general Supreme Sikh Society. So that's the umbrella charity.
What's today all about?
So today's Sunday. Sunday's normally quite hectic down here as well. There's quite a lot of people that attend the prayers that go up to 2 o'clock. But it's more of an outing thing where people come, they'll finish their prayers, they'll come outside and then they'll start watching kabaddi. It's more of a community thing of us just getting together and we can socialize here, just watch kabaddi and just talk to our mates and with our family and everything. We didn't see it today because of the weather, but normally there's quite a lot of women watching as well. We've got a whole stand dedicated to them and it gets quite packed here on a really good day.
There's a lot of homework that the commentators need to do, huh?
Well, you know about the player's name, his village, how he grew up, his dad's name, his mum's name.
So my name is Jody, I'm 20 years old.
How long have you been playing for?
Me, I started at a young age, around 16.
And so you got into it because your mum and dad kind of insisted?
Dad and uncle. So when they first came to the country, they played as well. So after that, watching them growing up, also watching like new players come over, yeah. So I got into that.
What's training like? Do you train throughout the week or just a few days? Or?
Well, yeah, train in the evenings. It's mainly field training. I mean, you can hit gym every now and then, but otherwise, yeah. It's there. When I first started, it was training. I went overseas and trained for 3 months. Then after that, I got the basics and I came.
So when you say overseas, what do you mean?
I went to India, where it originates from. So I went there, trained with a few players, and came here. Yeah, just kept that training going and, yeah, spreading it here with the young youth as well.
Is it quite different training there versus here?
Yeah.
In what way?
It's more intense. It's interesting because they're all taught differently. there, everyone's just, they're well trained. They're just better performers compared to us.
What's the vibe like when you leave New Zealand and go to India to train? And how do you feel received there? What's the feeling when you get there?
They're actually welcoming, mainly because they don't really see foreigner kids born out of the country come over and train. So they're pretty welcoming, and yeah.
Kabaddi originally was played on a dirt ground, but once it became a thing in countries like the UK and the US in the Punjabi diaspora, it's now played on grass. But also, there are several variations of the game. There's the indoor version on a rectangular court, outdoor on a circular field, a bit like this one.
Yeah, my full name is Kanta Taliwa, and I'm part of Kabaddi Federation of New Zealand. There's two kind of Kabaddi, national style and Punjab style. This is Punjab style Kabaddi.
How do they differ?
Punjab style is one-on-one. So you have the raider who comes in. He's got a four stoppers, and then it's one-on-one Kabaddi, first touch. Whereas national style, it's the whole team against one. I started playing when I was 16, back in Canada.
And what made you take to it?
Oh, it's just passion. Just looking at it, watching Kabaddi with my parents. And I played in India as well, just for a little bit. Then got injured after that. And then now became a promoter. Bringing in players, local players, trying to promote local kids, Kiwi born, trying to get them to play Kabaddi. We got 10 clubs, part of the federation. Training is almost similar as a rugby player. And it's not like American football where you wear all the gear, safety gears. As it's pretty much like rugby. It's one-on-one. Head on, so it's intense training, crops, and so normal ground training, and every day a little bit of gym training, good diet. Yeah.
How easy or hard is it for somebody from outside of the Sikh community to come in and learn to play Kabaddi and become part of a team and actually get that kind of community and sports exposure that you're trying to create here?
It's not that hard if you got a passion. As I said, we have a team in the federation which is Law and Brothers. Kabaddi club, and we currently have two boys that play for us, and they're born in Tonga. They're Tongans, so yeah, they're good. It's the experience. Once you start playing with the full-time Kabaddi player, you gain that experience, and slowly, year by year, you just do good.
What does a life in the day of a promoter of Kabaddi look like in New Zealand?
It's pretty busy. You have to be in touch with all the players. You have to communicate. You have to, if you're bringing in players from overseas, you have to look after them, get accommodation for them all sorted out through that 6 or 8 weeks of period of time. It's full on. And I'm not like only by myself. We got a team, other promoters as well. So we just decide who's going to do what. And then we just plan accordingly. Currently, at the moment, we've got eight teams, and each team can bring 4 international players from overseas, from India, and that's fresh. Fresh as in the players that we bring in, especially the Kabaddi Federation of New Zealand, they haven't been to Europe, they haven't been to Canada, they haven't been to Australia or USA.
So that's what you mean by fresh.
Fresh player, as in, so they get opportunity. Once they come here to New Zealand, perform Kabaddi, they can go to other countries.
Do people play Kabaddi part-time and hold other jobs during the day, that sort of thing?
No, for international Kabaddi players, it's a full-time profession, as in a rugby player, any other sport. So it's a full-time cricket player. It's a full-time. And this time of the now, especially in 2024 now, Kabaddi is big. But so a full-time Kabaddi player makes a good earning.
And would that be the case in New Zealand as well? Can you make a full-time career out of playing Kabaddi?
Not in New Zealand at the moment, because New Zealand, as I said, if a New Zealand player perceives they want to carry on and play Kabaddi as a full-time Kabaddi player, they will have to travel. They will have to go outside New Zealand, play in Australia, play in US, play in Canada. So they can. I'm not saying they cannot, but it's something that if a player is onto it, and have got a passion for the game, and they will pursue it full time.
So what would it take to reach that level where it can become a full-time career opportunity?
It takes at least 3 to 4 years. You have to play with international players. You have to become noticed. If you're a raider, if you're a stopper, you have to become noticed. You have to be the one that the team relies on. You have to be the one that just plays. And it's naturally, some players are born as national Kabaddi player. They train and they play quite good. And so you just have to shine.
How do you get the opportunity to shine? There aren't exactly, you know, live telecasts of the game. Exposure doesn't exist at this point. Maybe in India it does.
It's all based on the internet. All the promoters, they are connected with all the different promoters from different countries. So last year we had a World Cup here. A lot of international players came and played in New Zealand. And that's the time a lot of promoters from USA, from Canada, from Australia, from England, they came as well.
So do you think New Zealand has the potential to become this, you know, a future launching pad for international kabaddi players?
At the moment it is. New Zealand gives opportunity to fresh kabaddi players. Well, no one. So in kabaddi players plays in India in a team, they won't get picked by Canada, Europe, and they want a player who's already been and played overseas. So New Zealand gives that. We don't bring out international, like, superstar players.
So that's your strategy as a promoter?
That's our strategy, Kabaddi Federation of New Zealand's strategy, and all the clubs. Bring in fresh players, give them opportunities. So all the promoters are watching online. So they see, and the players are doing good, and players can get selected from there.
Takanini Gurdwara there, buzzing with Kabaddi enthusiasts as the season comes to an end with this last tournament. The second Kabaddi season in New Zealand is in November, just in case you're thinking to give it a go. Today's episode of Here Now was mixed by Daniel Hurley, and I'm your producer and host, Kadambri Raghukumar. You can find Here Now on all good podcast platforms and on the Here Now webpage on the RNZ site. Make sure you check that out for some videos and photos of this game in action. Thanks for listening.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.